T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the jam. So everybody scream his name. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. Oh yeah, pump it up.
I'm pumped. I don't know why.
You don't even know why?
I mean, I was pumped up. Oh, I know why. I was pumped up before the pump up. Because this song usually pumps me up. I'm pumped up, Steve!
You're going to get really pumped up.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Actually, it's more like this with BJ right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm... Now.
Double bass, 2 donuts in your face. Sugar Rush!
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Nolan in Elma. Nolan, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to the sold-out Greta Van Fleet show that's happening at the Paramount Theater on January 10th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets? Well, they're sold out. You're going to have to try and win them all week.
All right, Steve, get out of here! For those playing at home, Nolan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Nolan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What same collective noun is commonly used for grapes, bananas, and flowers?
Fruit?
No.
Pass.
Who wrote The Tale of Peter Rabbit?
Pass.
What was the first name of President John F. Kennedy's wife?
Jackie.
Yes. What is Homer Simpson's beer of choice?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
I'm the Captain Now is a quote from which Tom Hanks film?
No. Castaway?
No.
Saving Private Ryan?
No.
Oh, man.
Pass.
In which country would you find the state of Tabasco?
Ooh.
Mexico.
Yes. What year of the late 50s did Buddy Holly pass away?
56, 57, 58.
No, no, no. Elvis Presley had a 1956 hit song, Love Me What?
Tinder.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, correct.
Oh, Nolan.
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 Not a great score.
But I could not think of that Tom Hanks movie. I'm kicking myself.
Nope.
I can't think of any.
Oh,
I have half the title.
Well, think. And then continue to think.
Okay.
And then maybe if Steve doesn't get it,
yeah,
maybe you'll get it by the end of the 60 seconds.
See,
then.
That's the problem. I'm way out of 60 seconds. Yeah. So I wouldn't have got it.
Sitting on that one question the entire time, getting nothing else right.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
What same collective noun is commonly used for grapes, bananas, and flowers?
Grapes?
No.
Pass.
Who wrote The Tale of Peter Rabbit?
Bum?
No.
Mark Twain?
No.
Oh. Dr. Seuss?
No.
Pass.
Who was what was the first name of President John F. Kennedy's wife?
Marilyn.
No.
Nice.
Hey.
Jackie.
Yes. What is Homer Simpson's beer of choice? Duff. Yes.
Yes, Duff beer.
I'm the captain now is a quote from which Tom Hanks film?
Is that Sully?
No.
Crap. What's that? Castaway?
No.
Forrest Gump?
No. In which country would you find the state of Tabasco?
Mexico.
Yes. What year of the late 50s did Buddy Holly pass away?
59.
Yes. Elvis Presley had a 1956 hit song, Love Me What?
Rough.
No.
Tender.
Yes. It. Which famous lake in Scotland may or may not be home to a mythological sea creature?
Oh, crap. Dungeness.
Dungeness.
Loch Ness.
You were right there, Loch Ness, but you're too late. Too 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Doesn't matter. You win!
Yeah. What?
5-3.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
A rough go for Nolan.
Yep.
Sorry, Nolan.
Yeah, it was my birthday this week. I had to give it a shot.
Oh, well, dang. Happy birthday. Sorry you lost.
Well, wow. Thanks, Willy Wonka.
There you go. Peace out, Nolan. Try again this week. You can. Yeah, Nobody says you can't.
Call right back. You might get the prize that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you'll probably say, sorry, you still don't have the prize.
I'm the captain now is a quote from which Tom Hanks film?
Oh, it's Captain something, right?
Yes.
Wait. Banks?
No.
Captain Stubing.
Captain Stubing?
That's what I thought of too, Steve. And it was in my head, and I said, I know it's not Captain Stubing.
Vicky was thinking Mr. Banks, where he played Walt Disney, but Danny did get it correct.
Good job, Danny.
Captain Phillips.
Oh, I knew it was Captain something.
Yeah, it was the one where he was the tanker Captain Phillips, and they were taken over by Somali pirates.
Yeah, dude.
Gosh, and the guy's like, I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. You see me? Look at my eyes. I'm the captain now.
Yeah, it's like the only thing anyone ever remembers from the movie.
Well, yeah, it's a popular meme now.
Yeah, that's about it. What collective noun is commonly used for grapes, bananas, and flowers?
Danny's got it.
Bunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
A bunch of grapes,
the way
bunch
he
of bananas.
Stated it was the tough way. That's why it was hard to understand.
It hung me up for the entire game.
Man. Yeah, it was just it was the way the question's phrased that was difficult.
And it did the same thing for Nolan as well.
Yeah.
And then finally, who wrote the tale of Peter Rabbit? I'll be surprised if anyone gets this one, to be perfectly
Tale
honest.
Tale of Peter Rabbit?
Yes.
T.S. Eliot.
No, Beatrix Potter.
Oh, of course it is. And actually, I do know that.
No, you didn't.
No, I
got it wrong.
When the way you said I'll be surprised if anyone could get it, I thought, okay, it's got to be something I don't know. And I do know Beatrix. I wouldn't have got it, but I do. I'm aware she wrote that, though, now that you said it.
Now that I say it, yes, of course.
Because it's like Harry Potter's mother, Beatrix. That's how I will remember it from now on.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's not true at all.
I was going to say, wasn't Harry Potter's mom Lily?
Yeah.
Actually, you are correct, sir.
And also not real.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. None of them ever wrote anything because they're not real.
Dorks. Congratulations, Steve. You won with
Thank
five
you,
correct.
Right. That's Thank right. You. Call number five. Call number five, 206-421-ROCK. All right, Steve, you're going to be a dad maybe, who knows, someday, and you're going to be reading nursery rhymes and all sorts of different stories to your kids, and I wonder if you're going to be like some of these parents who are changing those classic stories because either A, they're too scary, or they send a bad message, or they're not politically correct.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay. It's happening.
Before I cast judgment, I guess I should hear what they're doing.
Well, say Little Red Riding Hood right now.
All right, what's that about?
Wolf doesn't eat grandma. They're changing that. Which is like the whole idea. The idea is the wolf eats grandma. How do you take that out of the story?
Well, does he just like take a bite out of her or something, but doesn't fully eat her?
And also, Red doesn't kill him. So they take he doesn't eat grandma. Red doesn't kill him. Instead, they become friends at the end. How about that? That's the story.
Well, in some situation, if you eat grandma, you might become friends.
And Three Little Pigs, they don't trick the wolf into going down a chimney into a boiling pot. He just apologizes and they let him go.
Oh, come on. Even a kid's going to be like, dude, that's it.
That's it.
This ending sucks.
In The Gingerbread Man, he doesn't get eaten at the end. Which, by the way, is a gingerbread cookie. He's supposed to get eaten. I mean, they're delicious.
Yeah, but you've created him as you've humanized that cookie.
I'm sorry. He's a tasty human.
Okay.
Yeah. Hansel and Gretel, they don't get abandoned in the woods.
Wait, so what happens to the cookie then?
The cookie?
He just doesn't get eaten? Like, do they change it?
Yeah, they don't say. He just doesn't get eaten. So I guess he just hangs out. What else happens? What else would happen if he doesn't get eaten?
Well, then what kind of ending to the story is that?
I know. This is the whole idea. This revisionist history these parents are doing, this is amazing to me. These are classic stories. They were written, some of them, over hundreds of years ago, and they're changing them because they don't like the message, which I think maybe you should just write new stories and not even tell these stories. Hansel and Gretel, they got to get abandoned in the woods. That's the whole idea.
Okay, now what happens?
They don't get abandoned in the woods, and they don't kill the witch to escape. Which is, of course, what you have to do because the witch is a witch.
So what, they just hang out?
I don't know what they do. What do they do?
The gingerbread man?
They trick the witch, hang with the gingerbread man. They don't get. They see the wolf. The wolf helps him because the wolf realizes he's a bad guy and he's now a good guy. And they don't even do the ugly duckling anymore because they say it promotes body shaming and bullying. There you go.
Fair enough. But isn't the whole point of the ugly duckling is like eventually like you will become beautiful, so don't stress?
Yeah.
I guess.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah.
Vicky looks upset. She's in the middle of sentence three of that story.
You know, it's a fascinating thing because we've changed history over the years anyway in life because we wanted to tell a better story for our children.
Right.
You know, or a better story for our country or whatever. Like, you know, we wanted to make Columbus a better guy than
that's fine. That's
say
history.
Was.
These are children's stories. You shouldn't screw with them.
Well, I mean,
these are history, though, when you think about it. They're historic stories.
Well, take a look at Disney movies. Like, a lot of the actual real stories were a lot darker. Like,
in
Cinderella, the stepsisters cut off pieces of their feet.
Yeah.
In Snow White, she makes the queen dance on hot coals.
Dude, Snow White, the dwarves are not nice to her.
Yeah.
They do bad stuff to her.
So, I mean, we've been doing this forever. Like, for a long time, we've been changing these stories.
That's a very good point, Vicky. You know, Vicky, normally I think, you know what, I don't want to hear from you, but you do make a good point, so I guess then this is a tradition. We change stories. We will always do it as humans.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think that, you know, Hansel and Gretel should get lost and kill the witch, but they've been doing it, so it makes sense that they're changing it.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows what these stories will be like? So there's no bad guy in a story. How do you tell a story if there's no antagonist?
Maybe with kids, they feel like you shouldn't.
But then they're boring stories if there's no bad guy.
But does the kid know they're boring?
Yeah.
And boring for the adults.
It's one of the things that people don't like about this Gotham TV show because people just want the Joker to be a bad guy. Like, he fell in a vat of acid and it made him bad. He has no psychological issues. He didn't have a bad childhood. He just fell in a vat of acid and it made him a crazy person.
Which, you know what? In all fairness, if I fell into a vat of acid, I think I'd be, or vat, is it vat or bat?
It's vat.
Okay, vat.
Yeah, it's not Batman, it's Batman.
Batman.
Batman! Batman!
Oh, here we go. Great.
Yeah. Batman! What's the origin of Batman?
Batman!
He got bit by a radioactive bat.
That's what it was.
Mild-mannered Bruce Wayne. Bitten by radioactive
by holding things?
Yeah, that's his superpower.
Batman!
You'll never escape, Penguin, because you're now in me. I'm Batman!
Apparently, Batman's a word. A worker who washes, dyes, cooks, or chemically treats products in a vat.
Now that would be a very boring superhero.
Yeah. I will chemically treat you if you do not surrender, Riddler.
My container is dirty. If only there was a superhero to help me.
Batman!
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Reddit had a pretty cool conversation where someone asked this question. What is the worst thing a roommate has done to you? And I love this one. One person said they ordered food and acted like she was treating everyone. I later checked my bank account statement and found out that she'd stolen my credit card out of my purse and charged all the food on it. There you go.
So I was thinking about that, and I went on the Reddit thread, and I'm glad someone asked the question to that person who posted that. Did you ever confront her about that? Because I'd be pretty furious if somebody did that to me. And she says, I did. She said she was in a hurry and couldn't find her card when the delivery guy came. Of course, she never told me about it. And then when I checked my bank statement, that's when I found out.
Yeah. I was in a hurry. I had to go take somebody else's credit card and didn't tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake, BJ.
Oh, sure. You know, people, honestly, how stupid do you think people are? People just, I guess, really just, they panic and they think, oh, you'll buy my stupid answer.
I just love that she's sitting there as everyone's like, thanks so much. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for splurging.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, no problem.
Not a problem at all.
My money is your money.
Yeah.
Actually, my roommate's money is your money.
Yeah, that's a good point. This one I don't understand. My roommate got home drunk as a horse.
Oh, yeah. Horses love to get drunk.
You know what, dude? The people are just like, I'll throw whatever metaphor and euphemism. I don't care.
I've heard drink like a fish.
Drunk as a skunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You can lead a horse to water.
Yeah.
Hung like a horse.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Maybe that's what it got all screwed up.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, either way, the roommate was drunk and then had eaten the leftovers of my pizza and replaced it with his pizza with pineapple because he didn't like it. Who does that?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's probably Danny's line. Because who doesn't like pizza with pineapple? I think that was a great deal. I'd be like, wait, you took my regular pizza and replaced it with pizza with pineapple?
Yeah.
That's a win.
I'd be pissed.
Oh.
Why'd you order the pizza you don't like in the first place?
That's a very good point. Mm. That's a very bizarre story.
Sometimes drunk people, when you're drunk as a horse, you make bad decisions.
Very good point.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this Reddit thread of roommate horror stories, yeah, we want to know, what is the worst thing a roommate has done to you? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Ron and Chehalis, you are on the Rock.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good, thank you, buddy. What you got for us today?
So this isn't nearly as bad as the horror stories some people will have, but my buddy of a couple of years, him and I moved over to WSU over in Pullman, and we'd buy groceries together and stuff, you know, just to keep the fridge stocked. And one day I picked up a six-pack of, it was Legion Space Dust, and I'd come home, and he drank all but one of them, and so I kind of gave him some grief for it. He went to the store the next day and picked up an 18-pack of Rainier to replace it, and I really gave him grief for that because, I mean...
That's a cheaper beer.
Oh, yeah, with some dirty old lager beer. And
that's awesome.
So the next day I come home from class and all that beer is gone too.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Needless to say, we're not living together anymore. We're still friends. We drink together, but it didn't stop at the beer, you know. So.
It's an amazing learning experience when you are when you grow into an adult and you realize, wow, my family and I just we shouldn't be living together. And then you find roommates and you go, wow, I don't want to be living with that person. It's like one of the first things you figure out is like, man, I need to live with the right people. I can't believe it. It was okay when I was a kid, but this is a beating as an adult.
And I think I used to get upset when I used to get that damn pomegranate juice thing. It was like $1 million a bottle. You know that?
Those.
And he would always drink, and I'd get pissed at that. But that's a lot. I feel like I shouldn't get pissed compared to what that guy was doing.
Yeah, man. Let's go to Kozak. Hey, our buddy Kozak in Renton. You are on the Rock.
Good morning, KISW.
Good morning, Kozak. How about you, man? What's the roommate horror story you got? Were you the roommate that was the horror story, or was it you that it happened to you?
I used to work security late night in St. Louis, and so I'd usually sleep through most of the day, but sometimes I'd wake up and find my roommate naked in the living room.
Hot. What?
And this guy was like 425 pounds. It was definitely not a sight to not behold, you know?
And was it because he was so big, he just thought, why do I want to put clothes on?
He just like, well, I figured you'd be sleeping and stuff. And like, I mean... Like, he'd have people over, and he'd just be walking around naked. I don't know what the guy's deal was, but...
Were they naked, or were they clothed?
No, they were clothed. It was like his girlfriend and her friend, and I was just like, what's wrong with you, man?
Wow.
You put some clothes on.
Was
they were a power couple, though, man, because, like, he was 425, she was 375.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, and the friend was just like, okay, I'm seeing your man naked. Yay me. Or was he so big you couldn't see anything anyway?
Yeah, exactly. It hung down way past that, but still, it was scary anyway.
Man, they're sitting on furniture and stuff like that. That I'd be done. I would definitely have to move out.
Remember this text? One thing, I was living in Texas. I came back from a military field exercise to find a baseball of cocaine on the bathroom mirror laid out on my coffee table. Needless to say, I kicked him out and called the cops.
Damn. This one person on Reddit said that they got literally barricaded out of their own dorm for a weekend while her roommate's F buddy came to town.
For the whole weekend?
Yeah, couldn't change their clothes for 3 days.
Geez, you got to let them come in for a couple seconds here and there.
Ah, this was a big F buddy weekend, man. Ain't going to happen. Let's go to Johnny and Puyallup. Johnny, you are on the Rock.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Johnny, what you got, buddy?
So back in 2006, I had moved out to Missouri to train to be a pro wrestler and met a couple guys out there who were really cool. We decided to move in together, you know, get a place. But one of the guys, big guy, like 6'4", like 270, he always went number two and never flushed it. And these were massive. I'm telling you, they were huge.
And is that why he left them?
Jurassic Park.
Were they like trophies? Yeah, is that what he was thinking?
I think he was proud. Yeah, he would always leave them and kind of just like boast about them. But it was pretty disgusting. It was sticking out of the water. It was that much, you know. It's like a pile.
What you gonna do when Dukemania runs wild on
God
you, brother?
Dang, again, it's like, this is, yeah, you're just
what
like,
what kind of world are we living in?
Yeah, I gotta, it's like, I'm, all right, see.
Like, that's a conversation you never think you're gonna have with someone. Like, hey, could you, you know, I don't mind you not flushing number ones. I think it's kind of weird, but I understand some people have a certain belief in that.
Yeah.
But come on, flush your number twos.
Yeah, and I'm always going to flush your number one. I got news for you. If you leave it that way and you're hanging with me, I will flush all the time because I do not want to use a toilet that has the number one still there because splashback is a thing. And I'm sorry. I don't care. Environment. I do not want to save the environment by getting your action all over me.
My old, when I lived with a bunch of hippy-dippy type of people.
Hey, baby.
They were all about that. To the point where they would question me when I would be, because I was always flushing. And I'd walk out and I said, oh, did you flush that number one that you were doing in there? So eventually I just started lying. And I think they thought every time I went to the bathroom, I went number two. I'm like, no, I was number two.
Yeah.
I was like, I was sick of having that conversation. Like, I get why you don't want me to flush, but I'm going to flush every single time.
Yeah,
it's just, it's how I was brought up.
Yeah.
My parents raised me to flush my number ones.
I think they should get a urinal. You know what? If they really are worried about it, get a gosh darn urinal, then I don't have to sit there and get splashback of your action.
And why don't you just get a bucket and pee in the bucket in your room?
That's a great idea. I love that idea, and that's what they should do.
Yes.
Let's go to Ian in Kirkland. Ian, you are on the rock.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? What you got?
So, I went to Sacramento to go to school with a buddy of mine from Kirkland, and we got this apartment, and he thought it was a great idea to get a huge turkey and a duck.
A so turkey and a duck. He's on his way to a turducken is what that guy is.
Yeah, exactly. So this tiny apartment, we keep them on our little patio. The place fills with flies after having these farm animals. And I go to do the dishes one day, and there are maggots covering the entire sink.
Oh, gosh, this guy is he's a winner.
It was pretty bad. It doesn't end there. He's a cool guy, but he was also diabetic, and I came home one day, and he had eaten an entire jar of frosting, too. So.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
You know, it's an interesting thing. It's interesting how us guys are. Yeah, he was a good guy. The guy that had a duck live with us and a turkey and flies and maggots and eating cans of frosting. But he's a good guy.
Minus all that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't care how good of a guy he is. You're out.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. But Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.